Well, I'm sorry, Chris, on the base of the top. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Eino Mesulot Min Ha'aretz. Yehuda says, even if it's a drop off the ground, it's still okay to roll back. Why? Because in order to be chayiv in our Torah, you have to have a hanocha on something. And even if it's within three tefachim of the ground, that doesn't count. It has to rest on mamash, something mamash, not in the air. Ve'elohad amarava, tosh lo shel rabbonin, tzorech hanocha, le'miketanoi amalash maise, comes out that only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. But the chachamim seem to hold that if it's within three tefachim of this kosher meshupa, that you're chayiv, even if it didn't rest on anything. So it comes out what Rava said, that even according to the Rabbanan, even something that's within three tefachim of the ground needs to rest on something. It doesn't need a makom dalet, but it needs to rest on something. It's a machlokas tanoim. Elakula Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The chsuri nechsur, the hakik tani, and this is why you should read the Mishnah. Bamed varim agurim the kosel meshupa. When the kosel is on an incline, so when the Megillah unrolls, it comes to rest on the side of the kosel in Rishus Harabim. So there, if it would rest completely, you'd be chayiv min haTorah. So you're not allowed to roll it back. Avo b'kosel she'ein on meshupa, afilu pachas mishlosh etzvachim kol etzlo. Right, but if it's a kosel, it's not meshupa, so it didn't come to rest on anything, even within three tefachim of the ground, you can roll it back. That what's it called? That you always need anocha on something, even if it's within three tefachim of the ground. Okay. Rashi, Elohad Amar Rava, L'Temperik HaZorik Mesech HaShabbos, Tau Shlosh V'Rabbanan, D'Pligali Ad Rabbi Akiva V'Klut HaKamishu Ancha. There the Gemara is discussing the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, whether you say Klut HaKamishu Ancha, that once something comes in to the Avir of a Rishus HaYachid, it's considered like it's on the ground. The Amrinan, the Azorik, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derek Rishus HaRabbim. Somebody throws something from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derek Rishus HaRabbim, Lamata Me'asara, and it's all within 10 Tvachim. Lo Amrinan Hoel V'Niklata, B'Yud Tachtonim, Shehem Rishus HaRabbim, Harikiga Mikhimishahun, the Rabbanan Hoel. But even though the thing passed through the Rishus HaRabbim within 10 Tvachim, so it's in the Rishus HaRabbim Mamish, it can't be mechayiv and as if it came to rest in Rishus HaRabbim. I feel zarek lamata mishlosh shel mechayiv. Even if you threw it less than three tefachim, you're still not chayiv. Ad shlo yigia la'aretz. And if, until it mamash hit the ground, nisra, or blow kelet, it got burnt up in midair, or a dog swallowed it, elen kein nachal gabi mashu, has to come to rest on something, according to the Rabbanan. V'afil l'havi mokum arboah, Havi hanocha. But if it comes to rest on something within three tefachim of the ground, then it's considered like it's on the ground mamash. And you don't need the thing that it's on has to be a makom arba. Normally, you need hanocha and a makom chashuv on at least four tefachim square. But here it could come to rest on a pin, as long as it's just within three tefachim of the ground. Ulamala mishlosha in noch potter. But if it's higher than three tefachim, even if it came to rest on something that's not four tefachim, it's also not chayiv. Ba'afil Rabbi Akiva, de'imokum arbohu karmelesu, and according to Rabbi Akiva, manukshach, if it came to rest on something that's a mokum arba, and it's less than ten tefachim, it's a karmelesu. De'ilash barba mokum ptur, and if it's not four tefachim and it's not ten tefachim high, then it's a mokum ptur. So Rabbi Akiva would only hold that there's nothing between it and the ground. And it's what's it called, within 10 tefachim of Rishus HaRabbim, even though it was passing through, once it was niklat in the mechitzas, it's considered like it's on the ground. Okay, but the Rabbanan hold not like that. Name it a tanoi amal shmaise, to a tanakama, afilu kul kilom noach nomi gozer l'matam igimel. Chorer, the Tanakamas goes there even when it didn't come to rest if it's within three tefachim. So you see, according to the Tanakama, that if you roll it back, it is chayiv and issur d'oraisa, if you had let go of the other end, and this was the Metzias, and it never came to rest, mashma, that that's also min haTorah. Not like Rava, that you need a hanach al gabi mashu at least, even within three tefachim. Mishum dumma zimn dein og du biyado. Ula rava ki yoni og du biyado nami ki agadna gulo noch lumechayim im kol tov ich zero kol mishabach. According to rava, if it didn't rest on something, even if you dropped it out of your hand completely, you wouldn't be over nisa d'oraisa. So why, what's it called, why would there be an isser to roll it back? Right, even if you dropped it, it wouldn't be osur min haTorah. Elamai, you see that the Tanakama holds not like rava. So comes out what Rava said is a machlokas tanoi. Rava says no, the whole mission is Rav Yehuda. And the Tanakhama is not talking about this case b'chlal. Okay, mission. Ziz shalit mei chalom, no smala v'nokli mei v'shabas. You have a beam that protrudes from under a window, and it's like a little platform outside your window. So you're allowed to put things on it and take things off it on Shabbos. Rashi, zish l'vnechalon, bolit min hakosel, go avoid yud baruch of dalit. It's 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 tvachim wide. So it's a rishus hayachid by itself, and it's an extension to your window, which is also rishus hayachid. Underneath it is rishus harabim, no sma b'nir aliyah, the rishus hayachidu. Right, so rishus hayachid, and therefore the people on that floor can put things on it and take things off of it. You're taking from Rishus HaYochid to your Rishus HaYochid. Where it says, Hai Ziz, the Mapik Lehecha. Where is this Ziz overhanging? Ilem the Mapik Rishus HaRabim, Lehechish Doma Nof of Asi, Lisuyet. If it's going into Rishus HaRabim, let's be afraid that you'll put things on this Ziz and they'll fall off and you'll end up taking them from Rishus HaRabim, bringing them back into your house. And you'll be over in Issa D'oraisa. Why would the Rabbanan go there of not putting things on the Ziz? Elo demapik rishus hayachid. The Ziz overhangs another rishus hayachid. A chotzer is underneath. Pshita. So of course you can take from your rishus hayachid into rishus hayachid. If what's underneath is rishus hayachid, why not? You don't need a Mishnah to tell me you can do that. Om Rabbaya laholam demapik rishus harabim. It's talking where it overhangs rishus harabim. My notion of Allah diktani kelim anishbarim. It's talking in a chanami. We are afraid that the things will fall off and that you'll come to get them from Rishus HaRabim. And you can't put anything on there except things. If they fall off, they break. And then if they break, we're not afraid you're going to come take them all. You just leave them there. But things that won't break, we're afraid that they may fall off. And if they fall off, you'll take them into the house. And therefore you're not allowed to put things on the Ziz. See how Rashi learns? The Mapik Lahechol Lahechon Bolet. What does this Ziz overhang? The Mapik Rishus Hayachid the Chatzar. If underneath is a Chatzar Rishus Hayachid, so then it's of course you can do it. Or you need a Mishnah, tell me that. Kelen Anishborim Kli Cheres Uskuchis Shinathu Yishboru Teleka Lameimar Dilma Ozlo Maisilahu. They're talking about what's it called, things that are breakable, right, that are fragile, that if they fall off they'll break for sure. They were not afraid that you'll take the pieces into the house. But in a chanami, something that doesn't break, you can't put on the Ziz. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brisa that says that the Feirish, Ziz shlifnei achalon, if you have protrusion that goes out of your wall, under your window, ayotzi rishus harabim, and underneath is rishus harabim, nosen of kairos, vikosos, kitonios, utzlochios. You can put all these glassware or pottery on it, because if it falls down, it's going to break. U'mishtamish b'chol ha'kosel ad asar ha'tachtonim. And you mishtamish with the whole wall, the whole platform outside the wall, till the 10th tefachim within Rishus HaRabim. If it's less than 10th tefachim, you're already in Rishus HaRabim. G'myei ziz echad, no matter the way to see Rashi to hear. Kairos kosos to kitonios, kulam kelim and ashborim heim. All these are examples of kelim that break. The stamayu, the cheres, they're all made out of pottery. משתמש בכל הקוסל, אם הזיז מוטו לאורכו, אצל הקוסל, if this post is very wide, it's like a plank that goes the entire length of the wall, al pnei kulo, משתמש בכל הזיז. You can use this plank the entire length of the wall. עד השורך תתונים, כלומר כל מקום שהוא בין סומך לחלון מיד, בין מופלג איננו הרבה, ובבד שויה בסוך השורך תחתונים ששורד. Doesn't make a difference where it is, right under your window, on the side of the window, as long as you don't go within 10 tfachim of Rishus HaRabim, because once you're in 10 tfachim of Rishus HaRabim, you're in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, now I have another case. In Yesh Ziz Echad Lamata Mimenu, now you have another plank underneath this plank. Mishtamish Bo Uve Elyone Mishtamish. Then you can use the bottom one, but you can't use the top one. See, 1 second how Rashi learns. There's about 4 different ways of learning this in the Rishonim. We're going to learn just Rashi's way. Ela Kineged Chalono. So halacha is, the bottom one you can use across the whole length of the wall, and the top one you can only use opposite your window. Hi Ziz Hechidomi. How's the case? Idales Bearba Makom Turu. If the top Ziz doesn't have 4 tefachim, then it's a Makom Turu. Right? Then why should it be usher to put things on it? Vafilu Kineged Chalono no. Makom Turu. Vafilu Kineged Chalono no Milo Yishtamish. And there, even opposite your window, you shouldn't be allowed to use it. We'll see in one second why Rashi says, even though normally a Mokum Tur, you can put things on or whatever, but here we're afraid that it's going to fall or whatever, and you're going to end up taking directly from Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. The Ispe Arba, the Kulei HaKosel Ishtamish. And if it has 4 Tvachim, you should be able to use the whole wall. Why Dafka only opposite your window? So Amar Abaya, Tachton Dispe Arba. It's talking like this. The bottom plank has 4 Tvachim width. The Elyon Lespe Arba. And the top one doesn't have 4 Tvachim. The Chalona Mashlim Mosel Adalit. But together with the windowsill, it's 4 Tvachim. So Keneged Chalom Mishtamish. The Chure Chalonu. Keneged the Chalom, it's an extension of the window. So it's considered like it has 4 tefachim, because together with the window it does. Manela, any part of it that's opposite the window has 4 tefachim. Any part that's beyond the window doesn't have 4 tefachim. It itself is not 4 tefachim wide. It's only 4 tefachim wide if you count the window. So only anything opposite the window is 4 tefachim that you can use. Anything outside of that is not 4 tefachim that you can't use. The high geese saucer, but the bottom one has 4 tefachim, so the bottom one you can use the whole length. See Rashi. Lamata mimenu lamala miasara. Underneath this plank, but higher than 10 tefachim from Rishus HaRabim, is another plank. So you have 2 planks across the wall. One equal to your window, one beneath it. Both of them are higher than 10 tefachim from the ground. Mishtamish bo b'tachton al pi kol hakosel. You can use the bottom one the whole length of the wall. In munach l'orko l'itzel hakosel. If it spans the whole length of the wall, you can use the whole thing. Hai ziz elyon hechidomi. How's the top one talking? Idles be'arba makom p'turu. V'afilu k'neged chalol l'shtamish. Why? Noid makom p'turu u'mutu l'katif olav. Even though normally a makom p'tur, you can take from Rishus HaYochid and put it on it, and take from Rishus HaRabim and put it on it. So why over here is it also? Can it kind of learn? Makom shein bo arba, mutter of nei Rishus HaRabim, but of nei Rishus HaYochid, the katif olav. They can put their things down to rest. Mihu tash mishtadir lo mishtridei. But using it once in a while to put something down is okay. But where it's outside your window, and you're using it constantly, that's also. Because it's not really fit for use, since less than 4 tefachim. And it's usual that if you put things on something less than 4 tefachim, it's going to fall into Rishus HaRabim. Even we said that it's talking, tafka, were things that break. And things that break, we're not afraid that if they fall, you come and pick them up. We don't care if they fall. were afraid that if they fall, you come and pick them up and bring them into the house. Honey, me lay b'dihish b'dalit. The lo shrichi l'meipa. When do we permit things that break to put on the Z's if the Z's has four tochet? Because then, on regular kalim, it's not so all of them going to fall. Right? And even if they fall, it's talking about breakable things, so we're not choshish. We're not choshish so much they're going to fall. And even if they fall, you're not going to pick it up. But if it's less than four tochim, where most things fall, and less than four tochim, even breakable things, you can't put on it. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is breakable things you can only put on a Ziz that's four tochim. And even unbreakable things on nothing, because we're afraid it'll fall. And even breakable things you can't put on something that's less than four tefachim. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns you can put anything if it's four tefachim wide, and breakable things only if it's less than four tefachim wide. Chorei chalon, who? So if where the plank goes opposite your window, even though it's not four tefachim, but the windowsill is mashmim it to four tefachim. Kolomer zovis achalom barchavosu. It's a continuation of the window. Chorei lenok the nokach. Why is it called a hole? It's not a hole. It's a plank. The gabi shabbos shayich lemeimer chorei rishus harabim ki rishus harabim. The chen chorei rishus hayochid ki rishus hayochid. This is the principle of holes that open up from a wall into rishus harabim and rishus hayochid. So that same principle applies to a window that opens into a plank. The plank becomes like a hole that opens into the wall. Kikon kosla smuch rishus harabim, v'yesh bachurin psuchim rishus harabim, matam yod, havi rishus harabim. So, what's it called? That's what Rashi learns. If the plank is four tefachim wide, so then you can use it for things that break. Because we're not so much choshish they're going to fall, and even if they fall, they'll break. But for things that don't break, there's enough of a chash, and if they fall, you may come and pick them up. A laziz that's less than four tefachim, it's all that's going to fall. And therefore, putting it on it is like throwing it directly into a rishus harabim, because we're sure it's going to fall off, probably. And therefore, even breakable things, you can't do, because you can't throw breakable things into a rishus harabim either. It's like throwing from rishus hayochid directly into a rishus harabim. It looks like you're of the dafka making it go into a rishus harabim. Okay, that's our Rashi. Mishnah. Oh, made all them b'shus hayochid, and metalto b'shus harabim. Person's allowed to stand stationary in b'shus hayochid and move something around in b'shus harabim, and metalto b'shus hayochid, b'shus harabim, the metalto or stand b'shus harabim and reach into b'shus hayochid and move something around. Uvavach lo yotzi chutz me'arba amos. As long as he doesn't move it outside of arba amos. Just moves it a little bit, it's okay. Meaning we're not afraid that he's going to bring it in to where he is. Okay, Rashi. O made all them b'shus hayochid, the bias, o agad, the shoka, the notal chetis b'shus harabim, karam and ichukad. He stands on his roof, bends down, and moves something in b'shus harabim from here to there. Less than arbamos. Uvavach lo yitzer mi arbamosav, mimokom shayimunichto. Arbamosav means on the kli. You can't move it out of Arba Amos of where the Kli originally was. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we're not afraid that you're going to take it from where you're moving it in Rishus Harabim and bring it to you in Rishus Hayochid. Okay, let's go on. Lo yam oralim b'shus hayochid v'yashkin b'shus harabim. Person shouldn't stand in b'shus hayochid and urinate into b'shus harabim b'shus harabim v'yashkin b'shus hayochid, or stand in b'shus harabim and urinate into b'shus hayochid. V'chein lo yoruk, and also you can't spit from b'shus hayochid to b'shus harabim. Rabbi Huda Omer af mishenit l'shroko b'thiv lo yahalach arba amos ad shiyoruk. Rabbi Huda says not only spitting from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim, or the Rabbi says all these halachas would be the same Dalet Amos and Rishus Harabim. Can't stand in Rishus Harabim and urinate four Amos away into Rishus Harabim. It's matter. Or spit four Amos into Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Yehuda says even if you're not spitting, but you're walking with spit in your mouth that already has separated. There's saliva that's in your mouth, but it hasn't yet gathered into one place where you're ready to swallow as a separate entity. As long as it's just moisture in your mouth, it's buckled to your mouth. Once it becomes a separate entity that now you can swallow as saliva, separate, gathered together, then it's not considered part of your mouth. It's considered you're carrying it in your mouth. And the normal place to carry that saliva is in your mouth. So it's not shalokadera. And if you walk with that saliva in your mouth, you're carrying it out of the hamas. Now, what? He's the man, maybe he's talking where he's, what's the hanam? But we're making gzera, we're afraid that maybe he'll go down less than 10 tefachim. Bring it down to, right, we had the before. Any case where we're afraid that you may bring it into Rishus HaRabim, if you do what you're doing now, if you did it in Rishus HaRabim, you'd be chayav, it's awesome. Okay, so now, could be also that we had before that a person's gufo is nigger, and since in your mouth and it's bottled, not bottled, but it's part of your goof, so it could be your goof is considered within 10 tefachim. Could be your chayiv even if in the middle more than that. Not carrying it above, you're carrying it in your body, and your body is within 10 tefachim. They asked over here about the shear. The ma'aser is not enough of a shear to be chayiv min haTorah. It's pachas mikashir. Also, what's spit used for? Right, the chor, it's not fit for anything. And the same thing with the shesed. It says that it's only worth something if it's between 3 days and 40 days. Here it's fresh, right? So they say that the only time you need a special shear is if, what's it called, is if it's for a refua or something like that. So here with the eye, roke is a refua for the eye. And it's talking, we have a shear. And with shesed, the only time you need, within 3 days and 40 days, if you're using it for a fua or for cleaning, it's a cleanser too. But if it's stam ne shofchim, it's wastewater, then a revius is enough. So it's talking where you're using it as waste, it's just wastewater, and a revius, talking where there is a revius, which is shy. This halach also says hashlachas l'gabi yom kippur. There are those that hold that you're allowed to swallow your saliva as long as it never separated and coagulated and collected together. Because then it's considered not a separate drink, it's called your body. But if the saliva collected in your mouth, and now you want to swallow the separated, collected saliva, that's called drinking, even though it may not be min haTorah, it's at least also min haRabbanan on Yom Kippur. And therefore, there's a hider, a chumrah, at least, not to swallow that, to spit it out. The maisa, the world is mako, right? It's only a chumrah. That as long as the saliva is still in your mouth and never went out, it's not called drinking. And therefore, you're allowed even to swallow, even if it coagulated, even though it's something separate. But the maisa, it's still the saliva, it's part of the secretions of your body, and it never left your body, that's okay. Okay, but there are people who are machmir not to swallow that saliva. It's really only a problem at night. By the daytime, there's not enough saliva usually to coagulate. Your mouth is dry. But at night, especially right away, after Kol Nidre, whatever, it could be a problem. Okay. Rashi. Mishaniklash, Dviyashkin Bishus HaRabim. The mapik mishus harach yodisham, because you are carrying or you're throwing the urine from mishus hayoch to shiram, or vice versa. Mishenikus rokobethiv, mishenis agil the nesaf lotzis. Once it got collected in one place, and you could spit it out, right? It's ready to be spit. You can't swallow it. You can't walk with it. What's it called? Dalaramas. Lo yahalach arba amas at shiyoruk tekivin l'nishdayakoy masiru. Since it's meant now to spit out, it's considered carrying. Okay. Masni le Rav Yechanina bar Shalmiya lechia barav kamei derav lo yamo rana b'shus hayochid umetzalto b'shus harabim. Okay. Rav Yechanina bar Shalmiya said lechia barav in front of Rav, a person shouldn't stand in b'shus hayochid and be metalton Rosh Hashanah. So the Chora is going to negate the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says you could do that, right? And Chia Baram Shirav Chanichin and Abashamia taught Chia Bara in Rav's presence that you're not allowed to do it. The Tanakhama says it's okay to do. And you're going like Rav Meir. So I says, which Rav Meir is this? Where's the Rav Meir? So Rashi says like this, Masnigo Rav, Gzeir Shemiach Nisan Uetzla. We are afraid that if you're metalka something, when you're standing in Rishus HaYachid, in Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, you'll forget and bring it into where you are. Not like the Mishnah says. The Avarita Krav Meir, the Iu, the Gazar, Shemi Yavi Etzla, to the Kamon, the Pirkei. Rav Meir later on in this parak is Gozer, that you can't do something in the other Rishus, because we're afraid you'll bring it in. Where is that? Lo Yal, Yelo Yam, Oron Rishus HaYachid, the Yiftak Rishus HaRabim. Rav Meir is talking about a case where you have a key that's you're standing in Rishus HaYachid and you want to use a key that's in Rishus HaRabim. You're not going to move it out of the Amos. You're just going to use the key in Rishus HaRabim and you're standing in Rishus HaYachid. Sheyito Mafteach Rishus HaRabim, the Yiftach Opesach Hashem of Rishus HaRabim. You're going to pick up a key that was deposited in Rishus HaRabim, pick it up, open the door, put it back where it was. You didn't move it out of the Amos. You didn't take it back into Rishus HaYachid. Rav Meir says you can't do that. Shemiyach Nesetzel B'Mokom Shul. Because we're afraid that you'll bring it to the place where you're standing in Rishus HaYachid and you'll be over in Isidoraisa. So that Rav Meir later on is the Rav Meir that the Chora argues on this mission. So they said to him, what's it called? So Rav said to him, you ignored the Rabbanan and went according to Rav Meir. Tosha says that Rav Meir is too far away to say that's the Rav Meir he's talking about. But what's it called? It's the Rav Meir that, what's it called? It says, what's it called? Yamuram and Rishus HaYachid. Yashtin, Rishus HaRabin. That's Rav Meir. How do I know it's Rav Meir? Because Rav Yehuda argues. And usually it's Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir argue with each other. So this is Rav Meir. And this Rav Meir that says you can't urinate from one place to the other, what's it called? Would hold also that we're afraid that you'll be machmas. Okay, in any case. So, Mar says, Midasefer Sabar. What's it called? Who Sabar, Midasefer Rav Meir, Reishonami Rav Meir. He held that since the Sefer is Rav Meir, the Reisha was also Rav Meir. What does that mean? Midasefer Rav Meir, Hadlo Yiftach, the Hiru Rav Meir. Well, the Sefer means all the way further on in the Mishnayos, where Rav Meir says that we're afraid that if you're doing something in the other Rishus, you'll bring it to you. That Rav Meir is also the Reisha. And the Miri says, what does that mean? How could the Reisha be Rav Meir? It says, only Rav. You'd have to have the Girsa Lo Yamud Rav. He said that the Mishnah, because this Girsa is wrong. Since in the Sefer, the Sefer is Rav Meir, who says you can't do that, then this Mishnah has to read, Lo Yamud Rav, B'Shus HaYochim, Atal Yotal, B'Shus HaRabim. And then he passed them like the Mishnah. You can't do that. The Lohi, Sefer of Meir, Rishon Rav Meir, this Mishnah, the Gir says right. There's a different Tana, it's a Tanakama. It's not Rav Meir. This Tanakama is usually Tanakama is Rav Meir. So he said, this Mishnah is Rav Meir. And if Rav Meir holds Beferish, it's no good, the Gir must be wrong. And it must say Lo Yamud. So that's how we learn the Mishnah. No problem. They told him, no, this Tanakama is not Rav Meir. From the fact that the Sefer is Rav Meir, the Tanakam over here is the Rabbanan, and the Gir says, right, the Rabbanan holds Yamud Adam. The person's allowed to stand and do that. May the Sefer of Meir, Hadalo Yiftach, the Rav Meir bo. Mashma, that the case of Lo Yiftach, the Sefer is Rav Meir, clearly then the Reish is Rav Meir, and therefore the Gir is wrong. Kamashma, no, that it's not like that. Rav said, the Reish is a Tanakama, who holds you're allowed to do it, and Rav Meir Taka argues, and he says, you're not allowed to do it. Now, there's a Shaila, what about a Carmelist? Can you, what's it called? Carry, the case is, yeah, Mashtin. Can you be Mashtin into a Carmelist? Can't do it from a Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim, right? But from a Carmelist or not. So the Rosh says it's Asher, because it's a real Akira and Hanocha, right, in a Carmelist, which is Asher. And therefore what's it called, and the Gaon Yaakov says, and therefore if you do that in Rosh Hashanah B'Osher, anything that, if you do it in Rosh Hashanah B'Osher, you do it in the Carmel, this is also Osher. The Gaon Yaakov says an interesting chiddush. He says that according to Reb Shimon, who says Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGuf is Potter, so if you're urinating, it's a Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGuf, you don't need the urine, you just want to get it away from you. So therefore, if you do that in Rishus HaRabim, you'd be Potter, because of Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGuf. Therefore, in a Carmelis, anything that you do in Rishus HaRabim, you'd be Potter, is not also in a Carmelis. So according to Reb Shimon, it'd be Mutter to be Mashed in a Carmelis. And he says the Torah is mashma like that. But the Shulchan Aruch says beferish that we paskins like Reb Shimon, and he still says also to be mashed in a Carmelis, like the Rosh says. So what you have to say is there are a lot of things they assert, even though the Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGufa, for instance, Kibui is always Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGufa, unless you're doing it to make coal. Yet they assert putting out a fire on Shabbos, right, even assert taking out too many kalim, whatever, because you may come to be mechaber. It's only melacha shein tzrich legufa. Right? Why would they make a gzeirut or something? It's only the rabbanan anyway. So the Ran says that since melacha shein tzrich legufa is exactly like the Issa d'Oraisa, the only difference is your kavana, and it's not even open kavana not to do them. It's just that because you want this, it's not. It's so close to a d'Oraisa, we treat it like a d'Oraisa. So mele v'yele be the same thing. According to that Ram, what the Gaon Yaakov says wouldn't be true. Even though Eina Chinami, if you do this in Rosh Hashanah, you'd be Potter, but it's only Potter because of Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGufa, and Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGufa is so close to a Doraisa, we treat it like a Doraisa. And we make Zeras add to things that would be a Melacha Shein Tzrich LaGufa, and would be not Asherman, and not Chayiv Minat Torah, only because of that, still we make Zeras for those things.